The Lord be with you.
With
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain. And after he had sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. Good, and so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Welcome back now, everybody, to another year of one of the greatest feast days of the year, All Saints Day. It's a feast day with a really interesting history. You wonder how All Saints Day came about. You have to go back to ancient Rome, and you have to go back to the days of the martyrs. Remember now, these are days where just professing to be a Christian could get you killed. You don't offer your pinch of incense to the emperor. You don't say Caesar is Lord, but instead say Jesus is Lord, and they could throw you into the lions the next day or cover you with tar and pitch and set you on fire. Literally, that's what they did. And they happened all over the place and daily. And many of these people who gave their lives for our Lord, their names are known, right? But so many of them, their names were never known. And because in the ancient church, as today, we have a belief that if you love God so much that you'd rather give up your life rather than give up your faith, you go straight to heaven upon your death. It was the idea that every martyr went straight to heaven. So they called this day All Martyrs Day because, you know, they didn't want to make sure that not one of them was ever forgotten. And it was once known as All Hallows Day, and it was once known as Hallowmas. You've ever heard of Christmas? This was once known as Hallowmas. But it was Pope Gregory III who called it All Saints Day as a way to remember that martyrs and not anyone who's loved God with all their heart, mind, soul, and strength, who's with God in the kingdom of heaven, that number of saints is known to God alone. All Saints Day. But, you know, there's trouble with All Saints Day, and that is that rank and file, we Catholics, have a weak understanding of what a saint is. I've mentioned this before, you St. Jude regulars, but help me get the word out. What's a saint? It's really simple. A saint is somebody who's in heaven. Period. That's what a saint is. A lot of people think that you become an angel when you die. Sorry to break the news to you, okay? You don't become, angels are angels and saints are saints. And if, you know, men and women are just destined to become saints. But there's a couple problems with even that understanding is that on one hand, people think falsely that just about everybody who dies goes to heaven, right? At one time in history, the pendulum was swung so far that we thought, gosh, just about everybody goes to hell. Right? Well, now the pendulum swung out completely the other way, and it's just as false, this idea that everybody goes to heaven. They don't, okay? Not everybody goes to heaven, but we'll talk about that another day. Another big misunderstanding with the concept of a saint, though, and it's just as false and it's just as harmful, it's the idea that saints weren't like you and me, that they were up on pedestals. I mean, look around us today. You know, gilded saints on pedestals and carved in stone, sporting glowing halos. And don't get me wrong, there's a reason why we put saints on pedestals and gild them and make them beautiful. It's to raise your mind and heart up to let you know the greatness of what God has created you for. Know that it's real and it's possible. Trouble, though, is you can see a saint on a pedestal, all aglow in candlelight, and you can be left with the impression that they're some kind of superhero. Not like you, right? Not like me, but almost unhuman, like a Catholic Superman or Wonder Woman, something like that. Niccolo Machiavelli, who I rarely quote from the pulpit, okay, he once said, he expressed this really well. He says, "The saints, oh, the saints. Yes, the saints are like the stars in the night sky. They're beautiful up there, but they're so distant that they're impractical. They can't cast any light on our lives, and they can't cast any warmth on our lives." And that's false. A lot of people live their lives thinking that, and the saint is something completely different, and they negate the reason why we even have this feast day in the first place. Listen, the saints, and I mean all of them, they're just like you and me. They had their strengths and their weaknesses. They had their good days and their bad days. They had their eccentricities, and they had their quirks. They struggled with temptation. They struggled with sin. But they refused to quit. They refused to give their heart to the world. Instead, they surrendered themselves completely to Jesus Christ. And they were transformed. You know, I say the gospel of the Lord, the good news of the Lord. You've heard the gospel called the good news. What's the good news? Ever asked you this question before? What does that mean when I say the good news? Most people would say, well, the good news, that means Jesus died for our sins and now we can go to heaven. The good news. That's true. Okay, that's true. But it's incomplete. It's incomplete. You want to know what the good news is? The good news is not only that Jesus died for your sins and that he can lead you to heaven. It's that God's grace can reverse this curse. What's the curse I'm talking about? The curse, you live your whole life this way. The curse that we all live under, that, you know, you want to say the wrong thing, right? It's easy to say the wrong thing rather than the right thing. You want to think the wrong thing rather than the right thing. You're always tempted to do the wrong thing rather than the right thing. You know, and you sort of agonize in your conscience over this burden. God's grace can reverse that. The saints experienced it. That's the greatness that they show us. The greatness of what we were called to be. That's why we read the Beatitudes on All Saints Day. Okay? So we keep hearing Jesus say, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, blessed are they who mourn, blessed, blessed, blessed." In past years, I've gone over some of these Beatitudes. This year, I just want to go over that word blessed and remind us what it means. Okay, remember, the Greek word is makarios, and it means a lot more than just happy. It means a state of interior joy, blessedness, peace, confidence, joy. That's not dependent on anything around us in the world, that nothing outside of you can take away or can touch. Good times and bad, sickness and health, war and peace, whatever may come, you've got an interior joy, and you radiate that to everybody you know, that comes from God alone. It's dependent on nobody but God, and his grace made it possible. That's the blessedness that the saints chose to believe in. That's how they became saints. A little thought we might want to mull over is that which you give your heart to in this life, that's what you become. The higher you give your heart, the greater you become. The saints gave their hearts to the trust in our Lord's promises. They heard these Beatitudes and they believed in them. Let me give you like a parallel case. The world, that is to say the secular world around us, they could write their own Beatitudes if they wanted to. The world, that is to say, what makes you happy by secular standards? What might worldly Beatitudes sound like? They might say, "Blessed are those who are wealthy, for they shall have more of everything. Blessed are those who are powerful, for they shall get their way. Blessed are those who have magnificent career accomplishments, for they shall have bragging rights over everyone," right? You can give your heart to that if you want to. A lot of people do. Does it lead to happiness? Does it lead to joy? Just look at those who have power, wealth, career achievements, whatever. Are they happy? I think you have to say the answer is a wholehearted, full-throated, no, they're not. But the saints are. Brothers and sisters, All Saints Day is a dare. All Saints Day is a challenge and a dare. a dare to take the values of the secular world that are all around us, look them in the eye, and spit. It's a dare to believe that our Lord can make possible in you what he made possible in the saints. It's a dare to believe that you can become who you were born to be. That's All Saints Day. Confession to make. I'm a Catholic because of the saints. You look at the lives of the saints, and you see the beauty of Jesus Christ lived out. You see what goodness means, mercy means, forgiveness means, and you know that it's possible for you and for me, if we'll just, like they did, say yes to our Lord, not with half our heart, not with three quarters of our heart, not with 90% of our heart, but with all of our heart. Dare to believe. Let's be inspired by the example of the saints and assured of their prayers as we say, holy men and women of every time and place, pray for us.